morning. This is Max Dirks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning I have some reminders about the acreage history and yield updates. As part of the farm package of the 2014 Farm Bill, both the direct and countercyclical and average crop revenue election, DCP and acre, programs were eliminated. Two new programs, the ARC, which is agriculture risk coverage, and the PLC, which is price loss coverage, were enacted. The Farm Bill also allows landowners a one-time decision to reallocate base acres and or update the countercyclical yields on their farms. The reallocation of base acres is determined by a farm's 2009 through 2012 planting history of covered commodities. The updating of countercyclical yields is determined by taking the simple average of the years 2008 through 2012, where the covered commodity was planted in those years. In Iowa, the covered commodities include barley, corn, grain sorghum, oats, soybeans, and wheat. Point to note, base acres for any farm cannot be increased for any reason. However, you can reallocate your bases if you so choose to do so. Some key dates to keep in mind for the new ARC and PLC program. Yields and bases can be updated from now until February 27th of next year. Producers have until March 31st of next year to elect which program, either the ARC or PLC program, they wish to participate in for the life of the Farm Bill through 2018. And then following the March 31st date, the enrollment process for both the 2014 and 2015 crop years are going to begin. For those producers interested in learning more about the ARC and PLC programs, Iowa State University Extension and the Cass County Farm Service Agency will be holding a Farm Bill meeting today, December 4th, at the Cass County Community Building from 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. There's no cost to attend this meeting. To make certain there's enough handouts and seats available, please call the Cass County Extension office at 243-1132 to pre-register. Now, crop year 2014 marketing assistance loans. Now that the winter season's upon us, grain producers are reminded FSA provides short-term financing through low-interest commodity loans on their eligible harvested production. These 9-month marketing assistance loans allow producers to store their production either on the farm or in a warehouse for later marketing. Producers who share in the risk of production of the eligible commodity and who maintain beneficial interest in the commodity throughout the term of the note are eligible to receive a marketing assistance loan. To maintain beneficial interest, producers must retain the ability to make decisions about the commodity, they must be responsible for loss because of damage to the commodity, and they must have title to the commodity. Once you lose beneficial interest in the commodity, it's ineligible for a loan even if you regain beneficial interest later. If any grain under marketing authorization loan is going to be sold, or it's sold and needs to be moved to an elevator or fed to production, a 15- or 30-day marketing authorization needs to be obtained. A call or visit to our office is all that needs to be in the process. Failure to obtain a marketing authorization is considered unauthorized disposition. Financial penalties for that are severe, and producers' names remain on a loan violation list for a 2-year period. So always call before you haul any grain under loan. Next, the Farm Storage Facility Loan Program. Farm Storage Facility Loan Program allows producers of eligible commodities to obtain low-interest financing to build or upgrade farm storage and handling facilities. Maximum principal amount of a loan through Farm Storage Facility Loan Program is $500,000. Participants are required to provide a minimum down payment of 15% with Commodity Credit Corporation providing a loan for the remaining 85% of the net cost of the eligible storage facility and permanent drying and handling equipment. Loan terms of 7, 10, or 12 years are available depending upon the amount of the loan. Interest rates for each term may be different. They're based on the loan rate at which Commodity Credit Corporation borrows from the Treasury Department, and they're set at the time of loan approval. That interest rate continues through the life of the loan. Applications for facility loans must be submitted to the FSA County office that maintains the farm's records. A facility loan must be approved before any site preparation or construction can begin. Many commodities are eligible for farm-stored facility loans, including corn, grain sorghum, wheat, oats, and barley that's harvested as whole grain or other than whole grain, hay, soybeans, renewable biomass, honey, and fruits, including nuts and vegetables for cold storage facilities. For more information about the Farm Stored Facility Loan Program, contact your local FSA office. And finally, rural youth loans. FSA makes loans to rural youth to establish and operate income-producing projects in connection with 4-H clubs, FFA, and other agricultural groups. Projects must be planned and operated with the help of the organization advisor, must produce sufficient income to repay the loan, and provide the youth with practical business and educational experience. Maximum available amount of the loan is $5,000. There are several requirements that must be met for youth loan eligibility. These include compliance with FSA's general eligibility requirements. Individuals must be 10 to 20 years of age. They must reside in a rural area, city, or town with a population of 50,000 or fewer people. They must conduct a modest income-producing project in a supervised program of work, and must demonstrate capability of planning, managing, and operating that project under the guidance and assistance from a project advisor. For more program information, loan applications, and other materials, contact your local county FSA office. In closing, for more information on any of the topics covered today, or any other questions you may have, contact your local county FSA office. For those producers in Cass County, our office is located at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic, and our phone number is 243-1377. You can also find us on the web at fsa.usda.gov. Thanks, and have a great day.